Hey, guys.
What's up, bitches?
You're here with two drunk bitches.
We're not sober.
Definitely not. We've gotten that part out of the way.
We are doing the thing where we're drinking again. So there's that.
It's Whiskey Monday.
Is it Monday?
It is Monday.
Oh, shit.
That's our day.
That sucks so bad because, like, I'm just like, is it already Monday? And then I'm, like, also, like, conflicted because I'm like, it's only Monday?
Right?
Oh, God. Jesus. Okay.
You should stay awake on the weekends.
Okay. Well, you know what?
We also missed last week, too.
Yeah, so we're making up for it. So, sorry for our 12 listeners.
All right.
Hey, Cesar. Shout out.
Also, Melissa.
Melissa, you know. What, how many times do I have to say you know? Alright, so let me start this shit off. Because I've been thinking about it.
Yeah, do it.
Fuck, marry, kill. Alright, Trump, Pence, oh god, what's her name? Something Sanders. What's her first name?
Jane?
No, that's not it.
Oh, she's too pure for this question.
We are not Jane. I am too, like, a politics ass to not know her first name. What the fuck? Sarah, okay. So, fuck, marry, kill. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Mike Pence, and Trump. Answer.
Okay, so
you can take a minute if you need to think about it.
No,
okay.
I got it.
You got it?
Okay. I would kill Trump. I'd marry Pence because he fucking terrifies me. And
you would marry someone that terrifies you?
Yes. Manipulation. I mean, come on, man.
I feel like he manipulate you.
That's probably why we got married in the first place.
You would fuck Sarah Sanders Huckabee?
Sure. If that's all I had to do, that's fine. I definitely wouldn't marry her.
I feel like she'd have, like, a bad, gross, like, yeast infection. Ugh.
Oh.
Alright, explain yourself.
Okay, so Trump is just disgusting in every possible way, so obviously I would kill him first.
Same.
Mike Pence scares the shit out of me.
He's terrifying.
So I feel like if I could get to that point where I married him,
thank you,
then all would be right with the world. Like,
thank you.
Even if he fucking destroyed everything, he at least wouldn't
give me your head. I'm gonna kiss your head too.
Anything to me. A forehead kiss for days, you guys.
Yeah.
This
little
but
lucky
yeah,
bitch.
I would
kisses.
I would marry Mike Pence because he fucking terrifies me, and I feel like if he would at least marry me, then I have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
But also, sorry for you guys. And I don't know who the Sarah bitch is, so
you don't
I
know
feel
Sarah
like,
Huckabee? Like, no. She's Trump's PR person.
Oh, yeah, I feel like I could just fuck her and get that out of the way. And
yeah, just get it out of the way.
So.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my answer. Not that anybody ask. Okay, so I would obviously kill Trump.
Okay.
Naturally.
I love how that's a mutual thing.
I would fuck Pence just to tell him that I used to be a man. So fucking ruin his life.
And him and Trump touch dicks, so I mean,
they do touch dicks. I saw it in a meme one time.
Because I sent it to you.
Yeah, I know. I saw it before. I should have sent it to you before, but it was like in quotes, we touched dicks, hyphen Donald Trump said this. Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up and die.
Ew.
Right?
Trash
kill me
over there.
Alright, I'm not gonna throw up and die. So
okay, so you're gonna marry the Sarah bitch?
Alright, so I'm gonna kill Trump. I'm going to fuck Mike Pence. I'm not gonna like it, but I'm just gonna be like, I mean, you know, everybody has to take one for the team. I'm just gonna
that's
say, like, hey, I used to be a guy, and it's gonna ruin his life, and he's hopefully gonna kill himself as well. And then, also, I'm gonna fuck Sarah, whatever the fucker bees, and be like,
fucker bees.
No, I'm gonna be like, I'm an atheist. So, hopefully she kills herself too. And then also tell her I used to be a dude. And then also, again, that's gonna fuck Trump up. And then mostly Mike Pence, because they're like, well, mostly Mike Pence. He's like super like anti like gay marriage and shit. He's like, pray the gay away. That's electric shock therapy. That's insane, dude. Like, we're in 2019. We're almost like, let's just go ahead and say we're in 2020. Nobody does that anymore.
Praying the gay away has literally never
worked.
Ever worked.
Never worked.
All throughout history.
Never in the history of world, of the world. That's my fuck, marry, kill.
I can dig it.
You like that?
I do like
it. Is that good for you?
Do you want to touch dicks right now?
If I was Trump and you were Pence, or vice versa.
I mean, we'd be doing that on the daily, because apparently that's a fucking
If I had a dick,
thing.
I would Trump your Pence. I would Pence your Trump, you know?
Remember back in the day when, like, Bill Clinton getting Bill some Clinton. Fucking brain in the damn White House was, like, the biggest shit ever.
Oh, my God. One of my coworkers, she referred to getting a blowjob earlier as the Lewinsky. And I thought that was so fucking funny. She was like, yeah, give him the Lewinsky. And I was like, oh, shit. That's fucking funny. Dude, she's, probably one of my favorite people that's ever existed. She's fucking Same. Hilarious. No, I hung out with her Friday. She, it was Friday, and she was like, let's hang out. And I was just like, I look like a bag of fuck. And she was like, she was like, no, it's okay. Like, we're just gonna hang out, just me and you. And I was like, okay. All right, so it's you've seen me all day, like, looking like ass. Like, I haven't worn any makeup. Like, I like, fuck. Cool. And then all of a sudden she like invited her sister and her best friend, and I'm just like, all right, this is not what I signed up for, but all right, cool, I guess we're doing this. And then she was just like, and I was like, back. Okay, that's not English. All right, let's take a shot.
Throw up though.
Clicking. Oh no, don't click.
No, wait.
I mean, don't throw up.
Let's hold this. All right. I'm gonna get some Coke.
Aaron's gonna throw up.
Coca-Cola.
Cocaine.
Listen.
Just kidding. We don't do drugs. That's insane.
Oh, that's nuts.
Unless we're prescribed by our legal drug dealers, yeah. AKA Big Pharma. Shout out.
Big up to Sprintech for keeping me not pregnant.
No, but like. So, like, she is, like, super fucking cool. Like,
so are you guys, like, out in a public setting?
No, we did go out in a public setting because we went to the liquor store, if that counts.
That
and, like, we walked into the liquor store, and there was this lady, and they didn't ask for ID or anything, right? They were just like, hey, it was just this one lady. I don't have to like add this in. She was this white lady. She looked like Carol from the Brady Bunch.
I don't trust liquor stores unless they're run by Indian people.
But like, no, it was ran.
Oh, okay.
It was run rand.
run.
But it was definitely run rand. But why do you keep putting? Oh my god, you're a psycho. You just keep putting your fucking shots.
I like liquor.
Oh my god, you're an insane person.
Stop it.
All right, so she just like, okay, this is a bottle of Coke, and she just keeps putting.
It's
shots.
A single
crazy
cup with
bitch.
Like a sip in it.
All right, fuck whatever. God. I'm gonna be a real man and just like take the shot.
You took a fucking half of a sip of it.
When I'm fucking good and fucking ready. All right. Any fucking way. So we walk into this liquor store, and like immediately there's this white bitch. She looks like Carol. I think that's what her name was from the Brady Bunch. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Jeez. Her name started with a C, probably. Caroline, Carol. I'm pretty sure it was Carol. Any fucking way. And so we walk in. They didn't ask for an ID. She was just like, hey. Hey. And we're just like, hello. Jesus Christ. And she was just like, try the vodka. And we're like, of fucking course, it's free, right? And she's like, yeah, yeah. And so she gave us like the mango, the lemon, and like the cinnamon. And we're just like, yes, of course.
Ew.
This is dope.
Cinnamon vodka sounds like the nasty shit I've never drank.
It was really gross, but it tasted like Christmas. I hate Christmas. You're a fan of Christmas.
I fucking love Christmas.
You're a fucking weirdo.
But I also don't drink gin.
She likes Christmas, and no, it wasn't gin, it was vodka.
I'm just saying, gin is like Christmas trees in a bottle.
Have you ever had eggnog?
I do not enjoy eggnog.
I've never had eggnog. Not even the alcoholic type, which is crazy for me because I like alcohol.
I've never had the alcoholic type because I've had the non-alcoholic type.
I've heard it's really thick and weird.
It is. It's disgusting.
No.
And also it has egg in the
name. Ew. So. Yeah, that's fucked. Don't like it. Like, maybe if I was about to throw up, like, is, like, that basic, just, like, pH, like, maybe I would be, like, okay, you know, I'm about to throw up, so, like, it might,
gonna help
like,
me do it.
Yeah, it would cancel out the lasagna I just gorged myself on. Fucked.
Gross.
Why is that always my reaction to everything? Like, fucked. But anyway.
Because that's 90% of life.
Okay, so, like, I smoked weed. I smoked weed. And, it was the first time, like, I ever hung out with anybody from work at the place that I just, you know, started working at, like, 3 months ago.
Which is a law firm.
I mean, yeah. Okay, let's not throw that in there. Yeah, I mean,
we
sure
can, as long as we don't.
It's against the law to smoke weed in South Carolina unless you have a fucking nothing, because it's still against the law.
It's all legal.
But I get prescribed weed pills, so come
weed
and get
pills.
Me. Try it, bitches. I'm probably lying just to be cool. We'll go
or
with
maybe
that.
Not. You
or just... maybe not. You'll never know.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
So, whatever.
Dick ass.
Dick
it. Fuck hole. But, shit. Wait, where's my cigarettes?
Up your butt.
Why do I get more southern when I'm fucking drunker?
Really there.
Drunker.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh, shit. Cool. Dope.
Oh.
But, Jesus. I thought that was a torpedo. Like, I thought we were getting... I was like, oh, God, ISIS is back. And it's
were they ever gone? Are they
no,
gone?
No, they're not. And this is Trump just being like, oh, they're fucking abolished.
We built the wall,
I don't
though.
Know why he sounds like that, because he doesn't. All right, I'm going to use the back of your phone to pack my cigarette. So if there's anyone listening, this is what this is. Anyway, so, shit, where was I? So, like, I hung out with, for the first time, which is always kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
Hanging out with a work friend for the first time. It's kind of an odd thing. Shit. It's like, hey, like, we obviously click, like, but, like, outside of work, like, it's a whole nother conundrum. Like, okay, we're, like, really in this bitch. We're doing this shit. And, like, me and, I'll call her Jay. Me and Jay, we're like, okay, we're just gonna hang out and we're gonna drink this shit called cognac. I can't pronounce
Cognac.
Okay,
oh
whatever
God.
It's called.
This
is how white I am. Okay, well, you know what? I also, this is how fucking, you know, I learned phonics. It's cognac.
Is he pawning your ass?
Whatever, bitch. God, you're such...
How she learns pawning.
Look, whatever.
I love you and I accept you for who you
I
are.
I love you back, but you're being kind of a cunt.
Okay, listen.
I'm just kidding. You're not being a cunt. Like, please, like, educate me. Cognac?
Cone?
Where's the cone at? Like, again,
the
like...
The G is silent. It's just cognac.
Where's the E at? Is it silent too?
It's in your butt.
The E is in my butt.
Oh.
Well, whatever. Fuck it. But, any fucking way. So there's this bitch. We walk into the fucking, like, the liquor store. And she's like, hey, we have liquor and it's vodka. And I'm just like, I don't like clear liquor. And it's fucking fucked. I just, like, downgraded myself from whiskey to, like, it's like a amber kind of, like, tequila. Right? Yeah, she's making a shit face. She's just like,
it's fine, though.
No, it's not. Like, I'm kind of, like, upset myself. But.
Okay, but you're still drinking whiskey today, though.
I am. I will always drink whiskey. I will drink isopropyl fucking alcohol.
I don't even know what that means. So.
It's like, it's literally like, this shit, like, fuck. Hold on one second. I gotta find the light. This shit.
She just held that cigarette in her mouth like a fucking redneck for so long.
Alright, well, bitch. Look, no, isopropyl. You don't know what isopropyl alcohol is?
No, I don't know what that means.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Like, I'm, like, a baby alcoholic, so...
No, isopropyl... my God.
You don't even know what it is.
I do! I do know what it is. I'm just, like, having a hard time, like, it's just, like, making it into words. It's, like, whenever...
okay.
No, I swear to God, like, just give me a fucking sec, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Give me a sex.
My kitchen floor.
So. All right, so, it's, isopropyl. It's what you put on a wound.
Oh my God.
To kill the bacteria.
Okay, so stop.
Yeah, so you don't want to drink that.
No.
But, like, okay, so you like Archer, right? Remember the space?
Yes.
Yeah, and...
Where she's drinking the apple juice and then the alcohol.
You remember Archer's mom is drinking the isopropyl alcohol. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
That's so how desperate you have to be an actual alcoholic.
I'm not. I feel like I'm not an alcoholic now.
All right. That's too much. It puts things into perspective. It makes me feel better when I think about, what's her fucking name? Oh, goddamn Jesus Christ. Miriam? No, that's wrong.
Meredith?
No, that's not right either.
Archer.
Who gives a shit? Whatever. We all know who we're talking about. If you like Archer, you know who the fuck we're talking about.
Mallory.
DM.
Mallory.
Mallory. Thank you, Frank.
I was thinking of her again. That's fine. Okay, so here we go. Still two drunk bitches. Apparently, I don't know these people that I should fuck, marry, or kill. So, you should, do it again. And, like,
bitch. Claims to know politics, but...
Pretend like really, I don't watch the news, because I
mean, you don't even have to pretend. Like, she just doesn't, and so...
Don't.
Out at you.
I read articles on Facebook and
Twitter. I mean, I do, too. Like, I don't, like, sit down and, like, watch the TV. The TV. Like, it's like a old person. I don't watch the TV.
Also, Christian is, like, 70, so
that's I pretty much am.
That's a thing.
Younger than everyone in this room.
Huh? I haven't drank.
There is literally a man in this room.
This
that,
is
like...
Christian's.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Alright, I'm autistic.
No.
I think it's autistic people, and I'm pretty sure, like, everyone is, like, autistic on a scale.
Autistic on a scale?
Yeah, like, everyone's like, you know, like, alright, you're this autistic or you're this autistic, you know.
It depends on how many vaccines everyone's your autistic. Parents made you
take. If you're autistic, it's cool. I'm pretty sure everyone's autistic, but
my youngest son is autistic. The kid that me and Frank had together, he's autistic. He's dope as shit, though.
No.
I literally haven't seen him in like 3 years.
Dean, right? Did they keep the name? They kept the name, right?
Yeah. I picked out his middle name, basically. But
you didn't do anything. You didn't drink or like smoke or nothing. Smoke weed, cigarettes.
It was just one of those fucking like random genetic mutations.
Like that shit pisses me off. Like people are like, oh well, you didn't vaccinate your kid, so like they're autistic. Oh my god, I hate anti-vaxxers.
Oh my god.
If there's any anti-vaxxers listening, which I doubt, but you know what? If you are, you're fucked. Mm. Thank you so much for measles and mumps. I mean, it's been like 100 years.
Oh my god, have you fucking heard how many measles outbreaks there are? Like, oh my god, there was literally
a national emergency in Washington, D.C. Thank you, anti-vaxxers. You're fucked. Yeah. You literally are pieces of shit. What's so fucking shitty is that there are literal newborns out there, and you are putting them in danger. I just put it on my fucking hand. They're too young to have vaccines. You're fucking assholes. And also, people with autoimmune disease that are very fucking susceptible to any fucking disease ever. Even if they have the shots and everything, the vaccines, it doesn't fucking matter. You are so fucking fucked. You are so fucking fucked. I fucking hate you. You're a piece of shit. And then also people with AIDS, Hep C, Hep B, Hep A, Hep F through Z. You're a fucking asshole. And also older people where their immune systems have deteriorated over the years. You're a fucking asshole. Because you think your kid is gonna get fucking autism. You know what's so much better than autism? Is fucking them getting dying of measles and mumps and things that have literally deteriorated since the past 100 fucking years. You're a fucking dick. I fucking hate you. You're a piece of shit. You know what? You can't even see me, but I'm pointing at your fucking face because you're fucked.
She is. She's doing it.
I am so fucking mad at you. You know also, what? I'm so fucking mad. Literally fucking Benjamin Franklin, one of his sons, died. Because, like, yeah, he was a fucking smart-ass fucking motherfucker. Yeah, he was a smart-ass motherfucker. But you know what? He didn't vaccinate one of his kids. One of his sons. And you know what? He went back and said, you know what? I feel bad because I didn't vaccinate my kids. So how do you fucking feel, you piece of fuck? Your kid lived to fucking 6 years old. I fucking hate you.
My favorite thing is when they're like, oh, you got your kid vaccinated. Why the fuck are they getting this disease? Because literally every fucking time that disease gets fucking... Oh, every time somebody gets that disease, it fucking mutates slightly.
Mutates like fuck.
To where that fucking vaccination doesn't matter anymore. So even though all of my children have been vaccinated...
You're a piece of shit.
You are such an asshole.
You are literally putting people's lives in danger. Newborns, old people with autoimmune diseases, people that like have AIDS, people that are like, you know, they're very susceptible to, you know, fuck you. You're a cunt. You know what? I hate to use the C word, but you're a cunt.
See, every time that vaccine gets contracted, it fucking mutates slightly. To where that vaccine
just because you listen
doesn't even
to
fucking matter anymore, and because you're so worried
literally
about the chance that your kid could get autism, which has been proven to
you
be
know
untrue.
What? I would rather my kid get autism than die at 6 years old. You
okay, but see,
asshole.
Also that whole autism
thing—it's been debunked. Super debunked,
like multiple fucking.
You know,
times.
Again, even if it wasn't debunked, I'd rather my kid have autism. Then fucking die at 6 years old. You're a fucking piece
also,
of shit.
Also, like, literally the worst that can fucking happen is that your kid gets a fever for, like, 2 fucking days, and then they cry because they got stabbed with a
needle. You know what? You can't see my fucking middle fingers, but they're there.
Both of them.
You're a piece of shit.
Both of them were there.
I mean, if I had more, I would fucking put them up there. I only have two.
I would literally much rather my child get stabbed with, like, 3 to 4 fucking needles to get these vaccines than to die of a literally curable fucking disease.
I mean, we're listening to there's nothing against sex workers. I'm totally against sex. I mean, I'm not totally against.
You're against sex.
I'm totally for sex workers. I'm totally for Jim Carrey. Whatever. But you guys are fucked.
How
you know?
Do you go from sex workers to Jim Carrey?
No. He is one of the people. He's very anti vaccines.
My thing is fucking Blossom. Blossom from the fucking 90s. That bitch from, The Big Bang Theory, Sheldon's girlfriend.
It's a horrible fucking show.
She's an actual, literal fucking scientist in real life, and still is an anti-vaxxer.
My thing is, I can't remember his name. It was a doctor. He literally got his doctorate stripped from him. Got his doctorate stripped from him. He wrote an essay about the correlation, quote unquote, the correlation between vaccines and vaccine. Sorry, I'm really drunk. But I know my shit. He wrote an essay. He was actually a doctor in the UK. Are we still going?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So cool. Alright, so he wrote an essay correlating vaccines to autism. He got his license stripped from him because every other fucking person that's of any kind of hey, I know what the fuck's going on and I have a fucking PhD. No one agreed with him. He was a piece of shit. Fuck him. That's where it all came from. He literally got his fucking PhD stripped from him. He's not allowed to practice anymore. He's the guy that fucking made this shit happen. This is where this all came from. Literally, I can't remember his name. And it's Andrew fucking something or another. He's a piece of shit.
All because of fucking Big Pharma.
He literally got his fucking PhD stripped. He's not allowed to practice medicine anymore. He's a fucking asshole. But still, people are like, I'm still gonna fucking believe this guy because I don't want my fucking kid to have autism. I'd much rather them to fucking die from measles or mumps while they're 6 years old. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I would literally rather my child have the worst fucking case of autism than die from...
I would rather my kid have the...
actual curable disease. They're all fucking curable diseases.
I would rather my kid's autism to have Asperger's. And I would rather their autism... their Asperger's have autism. And just so on and so forth. But, how can you be okay with your fucking kid having... No, that's fucking insane. You know they fucking literally declared a national emergency in the state of Washington because there's an outbreak of mumps. I don't know. I think it was measles.
Yeah, it's measles because I heard it when I was getting my nails done today.
Oh my God.
Don't judge me. But there's been, so far this year, by the way, it's only fucking February, you guys. There's been 105 fucking outbreaks of measles, and 55 of them have been in fucking Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Over fucking half of them have been in the one fucking spot.
West Coast.
Where you guys think you know so much bullshit, but look, you're gonna fucking kill all these goddamn kids because, God forbid, they turn out autistic.
Yeah,
are you fucking kidding me?
It's not even a fucking thing.
That shit has been proven.
But again, would you rather your kid be alive, something that you gave birth to? Would you rather them be alive and autistic, or would you rather them be dead and fucking measle ridden?
Right?
We came up with a fucking measle fucking vaccine in the 1920s. For God fucking sakes. That's almost 100 fucking years ago. That's very nearly 100 years ago. And you guys are fucked.
You guys are dumb as shit.
Dumb as fuck.
By the way.
How dare you?
I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, though, you're probably not one of those people, because...
Probably not. You probably stopped listening a long time ago.
But also, if they tell you you should get your fucking child vaccine for some goddamn disease, why would you not just do it? Instead of being like, oh,
but man, there is,
they might be there is autistic.
A law. There is a law in the United States. It's like a, it's like a religious... religious, and I can't remember the other two, but it's religious mainly, and so like you can't discriminate against religion. It's fucked. It really is.
I remember in middle school I literally had to fucking get a hepatitis shot to fucking make it to the next grade.
I couldn't go to Girl Scout camp without getting a fucking, what's it called, a tetanus shot.
You're in the Girl Scouts?
Yeah, oh yeah, for 2 years.
That's dope as shit.
I know, I got free cookies, that was great.
I always wanted to be in the Boy Scouts, but now...
Oh, they do that now.
I know, and therefore it should just be called the
my
Scouts.
My cookie plug.
I feel.
My cookie plug, she's in the Boy Scouts now.
You have an actual cookie plug? Is she still gonna sell the cookies, or...
No. Her mom was like, I don't know what they're gonna do. But it's not cookies.
I'm sorry, but... Okay.
It's cool.
I agree with the whole, like, equality.
I like it.
Whatever. That's fine.
I'll go to Walmart. Whatever. Fuck it.
They have an actual, like, Boy Scouts and a Girl Scouts. They teach different shit accordingly based on, like, back in the day. Okay. They teach their shit based on, like, when this whole thing started. And I get it. You teach girls how to cook, how to fucking maintain, how to make clothes,
how
whatever.
How to be a fucking great housewife.
Okay, but you also teach boys how to fucking make, like, 8,000 different kinds of knots
that's why they unified them.
Carb.
Is that a word?
Dogs out of fucking bars of soap. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Boys do all this random shit.
They put, like, candle wax.
I just remember, like... seeing the Boy Scout demonstration, and I was like, holy shit, that looks cool. And then they showed the Girl Scout demonstration, and I was like,
We look like pussies.
Okay. But, like...
I gotta pee really bad.
If you're gonna join them, it should just be called the Scouts. And not...
I gotta pee.
That's fine. Hey, we're gonna stop it.
We're gonna take a break.
I feel like I...
Hey, you should, we have a message from our sponsor.
Yes!
Our sponsor...
Anchor!
Anchor is a shit.
Big ups.
And so, Anchor is the greatest thing ever. Basically, you can literally make your own podcast out of fucking nothing. You can be, like, literally nothing, like me. And
literally drunk on my kitchen floor right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're literally sitting... on the kitchen floor, drunk as fuck. But Anchor gives you the chance to make something out of yourself. It gives you the chance to make a podcast. You know, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you... Why do you think I was, like...
Okay, so...
You thought that I got, like, choked out? No.
Because it looked like a straight-up fucking bruise on the bottom of your chin.
Again, I wish.
No. I know.
No that... one has choked me out.
Do you want me to?
Sure.
I won't choke you all the way out. Like,
I mean, not like all the way out. Like, maybe. Don't kill me. I mean, actually, yes, please. You know, that'd be cool.
Listen, why is your shot directly in between?
I mean, it's
like it's a goddamn like, fucking ritual or something.
Oh,
God, stop. Why? Stop.
I don't know why I do that.
It's really the cat, really. Ew, you have goosebumps. Those are creepy.
I do.
I don't.
Sorry.
Stop it.
My hand's like purple. Like, look at my nails. Like, what the fuck? Like, I.
Do you even have circulation?
No, I don't. I have really bad circulation. Yeah. I'm sorry that I can't afford to get my nails done like you.
Okay, listen, that's because I get boost stamps.
Post tampons? Is that what you said?
Boost stamps.
Food stamps.
I wish somebody would pay for my goddamn tampon. If any of you guys want to pay for my tampons, that would be cool.
Okay, well, there's a
What's really crazy is there's a tampon tax.
What?
Yes, you didn't know about that?
I get taxed for not being pregnant.
They consider tampons and pads a luxury, quote unquote, luxury item.
So I'm supposed to just sit in a bathtub for fucking 1 week out of every month, basically? Mm-hmm.
You don't know about the tampon tax?
No, but...
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Guys, that's the thing. Just... They tax feminine products.
But if I
had a dick, welcome to America.
I could just go to the goddamn health bar and be like, hey.
Welcome to America.
I feel like fucking this bitch today. And they're like, okay, well, here's like 80 fucking condoms for free.
Yeah. No, there's a... You've never heard the tampon tax?
No. But also, why the fuck do I have to pay $50 for a goddamn Plan B if I feel like I could possibly be pregnant?
$50?
Because I have to pay for my fucking birth control.
Dude, one of my best friends, I won't say her name. Her name starts with an N.
Got it.
Yeah, you got it. Love her to death. She's great. But she used to use her HSA card, which is a health savings account card. Which is a thing in America, if you guys aren't listening, or if you don't know what an HSA card is, basically...
I don't know what that is.
I thought you were going to high-five me. I was like, yeah, I'm ready.
No, I don't know.
I was like, why
is.
Are we high-fiving right now? This is fucking horrible. I had agreed to take, $25 out of my paycheck every fucking week. And, I don't know how much she, I didn't ask her, but, her baby daddy, of one baby, she was, like, not ready to have a baby again, and so he was, like, jizzing in her and shit, but she was just like, look, I'm fucking fertile, I obviously am fertile, I've already had a baby, and I don't have another one right now. And, so, he was just, like, steady jizzing in her I hate the P word. It sounds like fucking
rap
gross.
Song.
Anyway, so, like, she literally, every paycheck, she would pay $80. She'd go to CVS or Walgreens or whatever, and she would pay $80. But she had this HSA card, so it would cover that shit. But again, it was coming out of her paycheck.
Plan Bs are only like $45 plus tax.
She said it was like $80.
She's a fucking liar. She was scamming on you bitches.
Don't call one of my best friends a liar. Punch you in the face.
I love her, but that shit does not cost $80.
That's what she said. I mean, I've never used one. I'm just like, been very reckless. And I've been very lucky.
So you're like less than $50 per
there
bill.
Was one
but
time.
Also, they literally fucking tell you that if you're already pregnant, which could very well happen within the 24 hours that you're supposed to take that pill, it doesn't do anything if you're already pregnant.
She was just like, well, I'm already pregnant. I think I am. And then she went to the doctor and they're like, yeah, you're pregnant. And like, she's very like anti-abortion, which is fine, you know, like everybody has their like own like little things.
That's chill.
But I've only been pregnant once in my life. I've been very, very safe and very like smart about anything in my life ever. And of course it was with M. Across the street, yeah, and that was when I worked at JCP. Yeah, so it's been a fucking while.
I'm in the actual fucking Antichrist.
Yeah, like, definitely for sure.
Oh my god.
And I didn't have a period for like, I think that's like 8 weeks, and then this lady was like, I need to find a white outfit for my brother's funeral. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. You don't need... Nobody wears white to a funeral.
That's
you
really
wear
creepy.
Black to a funeral. Yeah. I mean, you don't ever wear white to, like, any... Really, any... Like, you don't wear white to a wedding.
No.
Because you know, that's the bride's thing, and you don't wear white to a funeral. Don't do that. That's fucking really disrespectful.
It had been wearing white to a wedding.
Yeah, it had been 8 weeks, and all of a sudden I was just like, oh shit, there's some stuff going on down south. And I was like, just stay right there, I'll be right back. And I had been holding on to, like, you know, like the girl stuff, like the clothes and all right. The pads and the painting liners, like all that stuff. And like, yeah, it was really strange.
So that was almost a thing.
Yeah, it was almost a thing. Yeah, it was really, I mean, can you even imagine?
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Me and Murphy have talked about it, and it's just, shit, I'm really bad, though.
It's fine, though, but.
Me and him have talked about it, like, it was just really
so awkward.
It wasn't necessarily awkward, it was a loss. It was a loss. I mean, it was a short-lived loss, but still at the same time, we knew. As a female, you know. Like, I mean, there's like a difference.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Sorry, I'm not ewing you.
It's okay.
I was reading a message upset because it's fucking Whiskey Monday. Whiskey Monday, bitches. Yeah,
we have Whiskey Monday.
Fuck Wednesday. It's actually Monday. So, I texted ironically one of my bosses and was like, Whiskey Monday.
There's a message from our sponsor.
Yeah, that already happened.
Anchor.
We're doing it. Because at the end of the ad, I'm waking you up because you're definitely passed the fuck out when I made that shit.
Oh, you know, do that. You know, it's
kind of
my thing.
Also, Anchor is dope as shit, and fucking Spotify. Jameson, if you want to sponsor us, that would be cool too. Whatever kind of tequila she drinks, I don't know. It has a cork on it. So, I texted one of my bosses and was like, Whiskey Monday, and she said, yes, bitch. I'm actually drinking hella vodka right now, but it's about to be Whiskey Monday. It is 11:11. Oh, make a wish. It's 11:11.
You know what's really sad? And I know it's never gonna come true, but like, my 11:11 wish is always, I wish I could be happy.
Stop.
It's kind of sad. But it's, you know, kind of like, I can't think of the word.
Oh, God.
Right? Okay. I'll be alright.
That's fine, I guess.
Well, it'll come true, because I just, like, already, like, I made it into, like, words.
Okay. Here I am. This is Sea Money freestyling.
Free money freestyling.
No, Sea Money, not free money. We're not doing this.
We might money freestyling. Hey guys. I honestly don't know what to say. Hey. Do you wanna join in the podcast? No? Why not? We're not gonna make ya. I don't have anything to talk about either. That's why I'm like recruiting you. All right. What's your favorite thing in the world? I don't know. Like, I am fucking reaching at this point.
Apparently.
Yeah, clearly. Alright, so we have Frank here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna interview Frank. What's your favorite color?
I don't have a favorite color.
You don't have a favorite color?
No.
I don't know what to do. I'm just interviewing Frank. You don't have a favorite color?
No.
Black, maybe? Gold?
I mean, black is a very reasonable color. It fits in with everything, I guess. All
right. What's your favorite number?
Sit down.
You know what's funny is Robert literally... No, it was Kayleen. She asked me what my favorite number and favorite color was today. By the way, it's 7 and pink.
It was what?
7? Why 7?
7 and pink.
I don't like even numbers. Even numbers really piss me off.
Really? I like even numbers. Except for a 69. Or 666. Wait, no, that's an even number. Just because it's like satanic.
She's not even good with numbers.
Yeah, I'm fucking terrible at numbers. I hate math. Math is shit.
I love math.
Alright. So we are interviewing.
You're really not.
I'm not interviewing?
No.
Okay. What's your favorite animal?
Jesus Christ, woman.
Jesus Christ, woman? That's not a fucking animal.
Like a chupacabra.
No, I think it was like a Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon.
So he can like stab people with their bacteria.
Oh my god, that's not... I didn't say it was my favorite animal. I just said that's what they do.
Alright, so we have a guest star.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I have a guest star.
My man.
My man F. Because we don't do names.
No, we don't.
Just our
we
own.
We try.
Because we're so
bad at so it. Hard. We try really hard not to do names.
We really do. And then I feel like we think about it right after it happens.
We're like, oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure on our first episode we gave our first
and like I even
names.
Said like I was like, oh my god.
Shit.
We're gonna finish the bottle and give me this.
Go finish the bottle.
I'm doing it. I love you.
Go get drunk.
Thank you.
Aw. My husband just told me to go get drunk, you guys.
Oh my god, that's like the most like
goals.
You and your friend get out of my bed and go get drunk.
Okay. Out of your bed?
And go get drunk. So,
I mean, I can't disagree with that. I was just trying to, like...
Can't argue with that, though, right?
I gave her the phone and was, like, freestyle. And she was like, hey, talk to this other person.
I didn't know what else to do. I was just,
I sat up to smoke a cigarette. I should have laid
down. I mean,
Okay,
your iguana won't talk.
It's a chameleon, that's
whatever.
Why.
Same.
Damn it. Woman,
your iguana won't talk. Your iguana just won't talk.
Because it's a fucking chameleon. You probably offended him. That's fine.
Offend him or him? I'm confused.
Him.
Both.
Both? Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
That's fine.
There you go. Fuck anti-vaxxers, you're pieces of shit.
Oh my god, really? Like, just have an abortion and save your baby the fucking struggle. But literally, though. Oh my god. How do we go from talking shit about fucking Trump on every episode to, like, now anti-vaxxers can basically go get fucked? I mean, Trump just wants to deport immigrants. He doesn't want to fucking kill helpless children.
He's a bigoted piece of shit.
But also he does put those children in concentration camps.
Fucking 21 Savage.
Oh my god.
That is fucking wild.
Okay, but also... Okay, like, I get the whole thing. I mean, fuck ICE. He should not have been... fucking deported because I don't feel like that
the
was
thing
his
is,
fault
is, a visa lasts for 1 year.
Yeah,
his
you have to get it
lasted
renewed.
For 1 year. He was 12 when he came over here. Since it was 2005. Everyone else in his family fucking had their visa except for him.
How?
You told me?
Oh, this girl I work with has a work visa. She even got married to a fucking American citizen born and raised in America. And she still has to wait so long before she can apply for actual citizenship. And she still has to actually apply for it. And then pay so much fucking money for it.
A lot of like, money. It's literally 7, ridiculous.
And I feel like minimum. Her mom should have to pay for it because she's the one that brought her over here. Because she was literally a fucking baby and had no idea what was going on.
I mean, same with fucking 21 Savage. Like, he was a child. He was 12.
Yeah, you can't.
It's like 2005. Like, he was 12. He was 12 fucking years old.
But
everyone else in his family, his brother, his mom, his dad, whatever the fuck, but they were fine. Everyone else is fine.
I except kind of for him. Feel like he was targeted because he's in the
public. Well, the thing is like they were going after his cousin. Little newbie or whatever the fuck. I can't. I don't know.
But
the reason that the way that they found out that also 21 Savage was also like he had like definitely wrote out his visa was because his cousin. But shitty. See, he's probably still in ICE.
That's the shitty part, is that he's fucking in ICE. But also, at the same time, like, he's from the UK.
No one should just stay in that shit. He should be, like, deported immediately.
Like, if you already have a fucking plan, do it. Especially Trump with your goddamn wall. What the fuck? I swear to God, he's like Hitler the second. But,
No, that's a I mean, a he's crazy from thing.
The UK, so I mean, it's not do like you realize, he's like, getting...
how much, like, he hates people that have anything to, like, anti him.
Yeah, but
everything
also...
Everything is fake news. He's very dictatorship.
All of his very wives have been immigrants also, so I feel like that's every also a fucking thing.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Shit.
All of his wives have been immigrants. His children are not.
I mean, I know Melania.
White Americans.
Or whatever the fuck her name is.
Melania.
Malaria.
Basically. I mean, his fucking current wife's name is Ivanka.
Yeah, that's his daughter.
Oh, is it? The one that looks like a mouse. Yeah.
She does. Oh, that's no, bad. She's had a lot of surgery done. But no, Ivanka is his daughter, and he's literally said on live TV that he would have a relationship with his daughter if it wasn't his daughter.
Yeah, that's
it's
fucking
really
amazing.
Creepy. My oh dad my ever God. Said anything like that to me, I would fucking punch him in the fucking throat.
Yeah, and then maybe not ever talk to him again. For sure. That's fucking disgusting.
It's fucking nasty.
So back to 21 Savage, that is less gross. Yeah. Also not
are
gross
we,
at all.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Recording right. The fuck out of this.
Dope.
But the 21 Savage is from the UK, which is not
that bad. I
mean, he was
from
so.
an island that was UK owned. It's basically like how we own Puerto Rico, which is fucked. Because we don't do anything for Puerto Rico.
No.
I mean, they're still suffering, like, 2 years later. It's really shitty.
Isn't Cuba, like, part of our shit, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Cuba is, no.
Cuba's big ballin'.
No, Cuba is not big ballin' at all. Like, no, they're very socialism, and we're, like, very anti-social. Like, I like socialism. Fucking, goddamn, what's his name? My... fucking brain is fucking fried right now. What's his name? Eisenhower. Eisenhower came up with socialism in the sense of, hey, let's do this thing called free healthcare, and let's do this thing called goddamn, I'm
really fucking drunk. I'm sorry. Jesus.
That's the point
no,
of all
like,
of this.
No, God. What's crazy is if you like your roads not fucking fucked, I mean, when you live in South Carolina, they're still fucked.
Oh my God.
I think everyone in South Carolina, I think they deserve like 4 fucking like brand new tires. But
once a year.
There's a policeman, there's the fireman, there's the IRS, there's Medicaid, Medicare, there's social security. It has social in it. For fuck's sake, man. And we're just like, I hate socialism. No, fuck you, dude. There's so much socialism in our so-called democracy. Fuck you.
Yeah, I shall fucking choose mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Down. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go back to 21 Savage for a minute.
Let's rewind.
Because he's from the UK.
It's a little island in the Caribbean, but it's owned by.
But still, the UK is not that fucking terrible, and also that's backwards.
I know, I fucked up.
Not only does she smoke a jewel, but she smoked it backwards.
You don't have to tell everybody or that.
That's fine. They can't see it, so.
Well, you know what? You told that or them. Back.
Anyways.
Bitch.
He's from the UK, but he's also a fucking rapper. Rappers go on world tours.
What's so crazy to me is that he literally did world fucking tours. He fucking toured the entire fucking world, and no one said anything, suspected anything, but you know what? Again, they were going after his cousin.
And see that?
They were never going after him. They were never going after him. They were going after his cousin, who was an up-and-coming rapper. And then they're just like, oh, shit. You too? You too? Not like, as in, like, you know, Bono or anything like that.
Ew.
They're just like, as in, you as well.
But see, like, that's my thing. Because he is a fucking rapper, he's already done world tours. He's fucking 21
Savage. That's what I'm saying. Like, how does you manage?
Like, even if you don't listen to rap music, you know who the fuck 21 Savage is.
And there's 22. There's 22 Savage. There's 23 Savage. There's an inception of savages.
But also, even though he fucking will eventually be deported after they fucking torture him in ICE because it shouldn't exist.
Did you know that, Jay-Z, he fucking hired a lawyer for 21 Savage.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
I've always
And, like, Jay-Z. 20, I mean, if Jay-Z hires a lawyer, probably a really good fucking lawyer.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like,
the only thing that I don't
Illuminati.
Agree with that Jay-Z has done has been marry Beyonce. So, you can all come for me and fight me, but I don't fucking like Beyonce.
What's wrong with Beyonce? I mean, I don't like her music, but
she's extremely overrated.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I will definitely agree with that.
Feels entitled because she grew up from money. I mean, I don't.
No, she came from nothing.
What did you say, man?
She got
whipped.
Stop. I feel like, I mean, from what I don't really know much, but I think she came from, like, nothing.
She came from something. Her mom has been her manager since she was in fucking middle school.
So. I mean, Jay-Z does this thing, Illuminati. That little, like, triangle thing.
But yeah, see, I'm not.
And even Beyonce was like, whenever I perform, I get taken over. Like, she's even, like, said shit like that. Like,
that's probably just her thighs clapping together.
Oh Yeah, but I really think it's like some like Illuminati shit. Like, I hate to be like a conspiracy theorist.
That's exactly what you're doing right now.
But I love that shit. I kind of love that shit so much.
I do.
Let me put my tinfoil hat on.
Oh my god. So.
But. It's interesting. It's really interesting. I mean, Jay-Z, recently, I mean, not recently, like, as in, like, last year, he, came out with that song, The Story of OJ, and he...
Like Simpson?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he came out with, it's actually a very cool, it's totally, like, cartoon, it's like an old cartoon. It's really neat. I would highly recommend anyone to watch the shit. But he points out that he says something about like the Jewish people own everything. It's kind of like the Rothschild. And wait, what did I say? Did I say that right? It's really like awful of me.
You're Jewish.
I know, right? I know, I'm terrible at this. I know, right? But no, he says something about, like, basically that the Jewish people own everything, which is true, which is very true. They own every media source. They own everything that you will ever fucking see as far as what's on TV, what's on the news, what's on everything.
Fucking money, hungry,
internet,
bitches.
Everything. It's kind of scary in a sense. Like,
Jews have this, like, pent up aggressions. No offense to any of you Jews, but,
you don't have to, like, say that like that.
Also, at the same time, why? I mean,
I don't know. I have no reason. I'm just half Jew. Half Jew, half German. Just that's very conflicting.
I'm German.
Yeah. I have white.
Yeah.
Mine's Becker. Becker and Laskowski.
That's like as Jewish as it gets.
Yeah.
As a ski.
Fair. Anything that ends in ski comes from Polish. Very Polish, which means Jew.
And you're not even an accountant, so I mean.
I suck at math. I really suck at math.
That must be the German side coming through.
It must be. Terrible at it. But I'm telling you, like, Miss Chapman was a fucking asshole.
We're going way back.
Oh, we're fucking rewinding like fuck.
You guys weren't here for that. But Miss
Chapman was a fucking dick.
She's a middle school teacher.
Yeah, she was a piece of shit. Hated her. Like, I used to be pretty decent at math. I would make all A's and everything, and then like a B plus, like basically an 89. Wait, no. That's cool. I'm thinking of college. I would make like a 91. Like, I would be like skimming the surface.
Oh, okay. Well,
skimming the surface.
They do a 10-point grade scale now. So 90 to 100 is an A.
80 nice.
To 89 is a B.
Must be
it's
fucking nice.
Up bullshit.
That's such ass.
It really fucking is. My kid came to me with like a fucking like 82 and it said B beside it and I was like, what? What is this? Like,
garbage.
We had 7 points back in my day. I'm not even fucking 30 yet, and they already changed the goddamn grade scale.
I remember, like an 84 was a C. Yeah. 85 was, a B minus.
You couldn't fucking slip up back in the day, and now they're
No, you couldn't slip.
You gave it your best.
I'm gonna give you a grade above what you deserve. So
price on
that's cool. I mean, I honestly feel like it has a lot to do with fucking laziness these days, because nowadays kids get to do all their fucking classwork on a goddamn computer.
They do.
Back in my day, we had
to write it down,
pencil and paper.
Yeah, pencil. Oh god, I remember ninth grade. We had to use pen.
Yeah,
that shit was either blue or black pen. And I was like, Jesus, like, you know, I have fucking shitty handwriting, and you know, to fucking scratch it out, and that made me feel really shitty.
Like, even in elementary school, like, you use the pencil, but you couldn't use a mechanical pencil, because God forbid they do the same exact
thing. I definitely used a mechanical pencil.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
My oldest son has this thing where he has to have so many pencils every week. I think it's like eight of them. Yeah. I think it's like eight pencils. If he doesn't have eight pencils at the beginning of the week, then he fucking, like, gets in trouble. But also, they only, if you give them, like, straight
up regular ass pencils. What's so frustrating is that you have to buy that shit.
Yeah, you have to buy, like, fucking 30 goddamn pencils at the beginning of the year, and they're like, oh, by the way.
Number twos.
Every week, your kid has to have eight fucking pencils. Number shits. They have to be sharpened, like, they only sharpen these pencils once a week. So he has eight.
I remember, like, walking up to the, like, front of the class and, like, having to, like, twirl.
I miss some shots.
Twirl that, pencil sharpener. So, like,
no, like, he's in fifth fucking grade. Like, I feel like
that's... You're hot shit if you had, you know, like, the click, 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 clicks.
Yeah, the mechanical but they, pencils.
They didn't register. Done. They did not register on,
The Scantron. Mm-mm.
Yeah, the Scantron. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Scantron. God. You had to have, like, a legitimate, like an actual pencil, like the yellow. Yeah.
The ones that only last for like a day at a fucking time. And he's supposed to have eight of them every single day, and they only sharpen those pencils once a week. And I'm like,
titties, how? It's just,
why is that a fucking thing? Why can't my kid just have however many fucking pencils he wants to and sharpen them at his pleasure? Like, if his pencil fucking breaks, let him sharpen it. Why does he have to have seven other fucking pencils for the week? Like, I don't get it. And then now, like, there's always been this whole thing about, oh, servers don't get paid for shit. They make $2 an hour, blah, 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 whatever.
Who makes $2 an hour?
Servers. I mean, be a better server and you'll get better tips. And then you can shut the fuck up.
Servers of what?
Food. Yeah, see, that's my thing. They only get paid $2.13 an hour because...
$2.13?
There's this thing called
what do they expect the fucking elementary fucking motherfuckers to tip them?
Well, see, I'm saying,
oh my God.
They get paid $2.13 an hour plus tips. If you're a good enough fucking server, you get enough tips to make up for whatever you're supposed to pay. But also, if you don't make enough tips to at least get you to minimum wage, they have this thing called sub pay, where they have to pay you that difference legally by law. But also, there's teachers that are like, oh, we don't get paid for shit, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but nowadays,
they have to buy their own supplies.
There's like no fucking supplies anymore. Now that they have Chromebooks in the classrooms, all of my kids' fucking classwork is on a fucking laptop. These teachers don't do shit anymore, and then they bitch about how they don't get paid. Okay, back in the day, like when me and you were in school, they read out of a book.
Yeah.
They never actually taught anything. They read a script out of a book. Now they don't even do that. All of their lessons are on a fucking laptop. If you're a teacher and you're offended, find a different profession because you don't do shit anymore.
I'm sorry that I did this.
All to yourself.
Just, like, go back to school, get a master's degree, and, like, you know, just, you know, be a, you know.
Something else. Yeah. Anything else.
And literally anything else.
I feel like.
A profession, anything. Be a professor.
We could both be teachers at this point. You should probably. Open your Chromebook and go to this website, and there's, this is what we're doing today.
Blackboard.
Stop. Stop that.
Just go to Blackboard.
I feel like we should actually stop it this time. We never actually stop it.
But let's take a minute to, say something about our sponsor. Our sponsor needs to, you know, Anchor. Our sponsor has something to say. Okay. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, wherever you're going, I hope you're having a good one. Good luck. Again. Best of luck. Again.
Here's to another Whiskey Monday.
Another Whiskey Monday.
From two drunk bitches.
We have things to say. And, again, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope it's a good one. Bye.